Be sure to tune in on KINS 106.3 FM for more news and updates regarding the ongoing coronavirus.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
This is Troy Nicolini with the National Weather Service with your community comment. I'm feeling grateful today for all the citizen scientists and volunteers that the National Weather Service relies on to accomplish our mission to protect lives and livelihoods. I'm reminded of this because just last week, a person who was out hiking on the beach in Del Norte County found a weather buoy washed up on the beach. They took photos of the buoy and passed along its location. Their assistance alerted us to this stranded buoy and began the process of finding out where it came from. We knew right away it was not one of our local buoys because, well, none of ours were missing, but also because it had Asian writing on it. So we had the writing translated and were able to locate the owner of the buoy. Incredibly, it was lost from the coast of South Korea 5 years ago. That means the buoy was drifting around and across the Pacific Ocean for 5 years before landing on our local beach. Now, although this buoy was not one of ours, the same kind of reporting by citizens has helped us recover NOAA buoys in the past. And this is one form of help that we get from the community where someone steps up for a one-time situation. But we also have citizen scientists who help us day after day, year after year. One example is our weather observers. We have dozens of people around the region who collect basic weather information every day that they then make available to the National Weather Service. We provide some basic equipment and training, and the community members do the rest. And then we all benefit from their data. We have another larger group of community volunteers called weather spotters. They report significant weather phenomena when they see it. We provide some training for these folks, and then they are basically on standby until they see something worth reporting, such as heavy snow, river flooding, or significant hail. They make notes of their observation and call the office to report what they see. We use real-time information in two ways. First of all, we push it back out to the world so other people know about the hazard and therefore can either avoid it or prepare for it. We also use it to compare against what we forecast for that day. This is the best way that our forecasters can improve their skill and therefore the forecast that everyone uses. Lastly, we have informal ambassadors for our forecast and our safety messages regarding our local hazards. These are community members who stay informed of the forecast and who know the hazards that they can then share with other folks when the need arises. A typical example is when one of these ambassadors talks to an out-of-town visitor who is letting their kids get too close to the ocean on a steep beach, possibly saving their lives. So I want to thank each and every one of our team members who help us out, and I want to extend an invitation to anyone who wants to get more formally involved. This has been Troy Nicolini with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.